WAHKIM repeater wires X net will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting wires
X to CQ America now. WAHKIM repeater
Eagle
Michigan PL 100 Hertz.
WAHKIM wires X connected to 21117. 21 nodes. Number 11704 in. Number 11575 in.
This is K1GGS. Just to let you know, you're in the right place tonight. We'll be starting the net here in about a minute and a half. K1GGS standing by. CQ, CQ, CQ. Hello, all stations. This is Kilowatt 1, Golf, Golf, Sierra. K1GGS, Rusty, in Simi Valley, California. Starting this evening's Fusion Information Technical Net. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Whether that's daylight savings or whatever, it's going to be 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On this node, we're proceeding on this node from now on continuously, because the other node seems to have run away, so rather than checking them, we'll just go for this node from now on. I'd like to thank you all for coming aboard, and got a lot of information tonight, so we'll go ahead and start with a quick roll call, and then we'll get into the notes. Anybody in the Eastern time zone that would like to join in at K1GGS?
This is Alpha Kilo 4 Papa Yankee Barry in Columbus, Georgia.
Whiskey Alpha 8 Kilo India Mike, Eagle, Michigan.
Kilo Charlie 9, Charlie X-ray Echo, John in Fort Myers, Florida.
Kilowatt 4 Echo Zulu, Virginia.
Yankee, this is Steve near Charlotte, North Carolina.
Can the station in North Carolina try again, please?
Okay, you're a little bit rough copy. My call is Kilo Alpha 4 Yankee Mike Yankee, KA4YMY. This is Steve in Charlotte, North Carolina. Over.
Okay, so for check-ins, we've got AK4PY, WA8KIM, KC9CXE, K4EZ, and KA4YMY. And there was another station in there, I think it was KI4GNT, I didn't hear any audio though. Try again. KI4GNT, K1GGS. I'm not getting any audio at all. Is there anybody else here that's copying KI4GNT? Okay, I guess not. Okay, any other stations on the Eastern time zone? Anybody in the Eastern time zone for the net? K1GGS.
N4Delta.
Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey Bravo November, Norm in Ambler, Pennsylvania.
WA8KIM repeater.
Okay, KB3, let's see, KA4YMY, I got that, and KB3WRV, or N, I guess it was, I got that, and there was an N4 station, I didn't get the rest of the call sign. Try again, please.
This is Dave, N4DLW, Tampa Bay.
N4DLW, K1GGS, we got it that time. Okay, any other stations in the Eastern time zone?
4UD, Howard, North Carolina, no traffic.
Okay, I believe that was WD4UD. Gotcha, K1GGS. KI4GNT, not hearing your audio still. other stations are reporting the same thing, so I'm not sure what the issue is here. Okay, let's move along to the central time zone. Any stations for the net? K1GGS.
KB9PYC. Falling, Cameron, Wisconsin. No traffic.
So 5, Sierra, Juliet, Whiskey, Dawn, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. No traffic.
N9OZR, Chicago. No traffic.
Victor Echo 5, Bravo Bravo Zulu, Bob from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Okay, we got KD9TYC, K5SJW, N9OZR, VE5, Bravo Bravo Zulu, and TNT, well, you're still not getting through, so I'm not sure what the issue is. I see you loud and clear on the screen, but no audio. Okay, are there any other stations in the central time zone, K1GGS?
Correction on that first one, it's Kilo Bravo 9 Tango Yankee Charlie.
Okay, we got it that time, KB9TYC, K1GGS, sorry. Okay, anybody else in the central sign bell?
Kilowatt Delta Zero, Papa Golf Victoria, KB0PGV West in Nebraska.
KB0PG, and PGV, that's what it is. Okay, we got it that time. Thank you very much. Any other stations in the central time zone? Okay, I think we'll move on to the mountain time zone. Anybody in the mountain time zone? K1GGS for the Fusion Net.
KCZITF, Jason LaHunta, Colorado.
W0ZZ Sugar, Fred,
LaHunta, Colorado. Okay, KC0ITF, and I think it was K0 Kilo Echo Victor, roger. Any other stations in the mountain time zone?
Question, that was Whiskey 0, Zulu Zulu Sierra, W0ZZS, Fred, LaHunta, Colorado, Homer.
Okay, W0ZZS, K1GGS. Yeah, there's a little bit of noise the first time, so I missed it, sorry. Anybody else in the mountain time zone? Okay, nothing heard. We'll move along to the Pacific time zone. Anybody in the Pacific time zone, K1GGS?
WB6, Papa, Foxtrot, Juliet, Jim.
Kilo Alpha 6 Sierra Uniform Bravo, Ken in Bakersfield, California.
KK6 November Lima Whiskey, John in Vista, California.
WB6 PFN, KA6 SUV, and the last one, try again, I think it was NIW in the end.
Yeah, Rusty, it's N7 Bravo John Denver.
Okay, November 7 Bravo John November, K1GGS. I think we got him right that time, I hope. Okay, anybody else in the Pacific time zone?
KJ6ZBB.
And KD6IOW in San Clemente, California. No traffic.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
W-A, Snohomish, Washington, no traffic.
Okay, you're KD6IOW,
and W7 Keyway. And the first station, I missed a little bit fast from my poor hearing. Go ahead again.
KG6VDD.
Okay, that was KI6HDD, maybe? One more time.
That was Kilo Juliet 6, Zulu Zulu, excuse me, Zulu Bravo Bravo.
Okay, Kilo Juliet 6, Zulu Bravo Bravo, welcome to the net. And thank you very much, and KI6GNT, try it again. I have one station says he's hearing you now, try it again. I didn't see him on the list this time. Okay, are there any stations anywhere that would like to check into the net? Any good check-ins or anywhere else that would like to check in? K1GGS.
It's VTHM, Tom, Santa Clarita.
November, Victor 2, Zulu, Dan, Eastern Washington.
Delta 1, Lima, John, Massachusetts.
Mike 4, November, Sierra, India. Gene and Matthews, North Carolina.
Okay, KE6HHN, ME2Z, WD1L, and KM4NSI. Roger, thank you for coming aboard. Any other stations filling out K1GTS?
Kilo NU6, Zulu Hotel Delta, David in Santa Clara, California.
Greetings from W1KFR, Bill in Kingsland, Georgia.
Let's get busy with a little information here tonight. And first off, does anybody have any announcements or hamfests with Fusion meetings or anything like that they'd like to announce this evening? The station in Georgia, or try again, please. I dropped my pen. Okay, the station that was calling with an announcement. Try again, please. Okay, I didn't hear anything that time, so let's go ahead and I'll tell you what I've got. From the Fusion, for the Yahoo Fusion group, if any of you do not belong to that group, I highly recommend it. There's actually a couple of them on there. One run by Yesu, and then there's another one, just a Fusion net. But anyway, from there, W5CSG posted a very interesting diagram that he received from the folks up in Quebec, Canada. I think it was probably posted by VA2PV, which shows they have seven wires X boxes, a DV4 mini, all tied together to room 21065. Correction, 21055, that's 01255. It's titled Quebec-Fusion.gr, and they're all tied together, and I guess it must be working. I've not talked on there. I haven't got a chance to get up there and see what it sounds like, but it's interesting that they have them all together and everything seems to be working. And then it was posed by, John Kirk at N9UPC posted some nice instructions on the Yahoo group on how to connect up to the WiresX nodes if you don't have a WiresX box, and it's very good. He covers both the digital and the analog method of doing it. So if you take a look on there, you'll find it posted on the WiresX, or the Wires group, and let's see, which one is it on here? Wires-X at yahoogroups.com. and you'll find that. It's about a page long. It's got some good information. If anybody needs it, send me an email at k1ggs@arrl.org, on that or whatever it is, and we'll forward a copy of it along to you. So, Chris, oh, my notes, here we go. Chris Wilson, Zero CSW, he's the Yahoo sales rep for Yaesu for the country, for the Northeast or whatever. And he posted a request on there for any of the Wires X stations that are having problems with lockups. He wanted a bunch of information sent to him. And he wants it by private email because some of the information is considered proprietary or restricted by Yahoo, by Yaesu. And basically he was looking for information on the PC model and operating system, HRI 200 serial number and firmware installed, node radio model serial number, as well as the software and DSP versions. Why is X software installed on the PC? And what type of error messages might have been displayed? And whether was a DV4 mini on the system that you were aware of. So, anyway, that is also on the Systems Fusion Group. That's the Yahoo System Fusion Group. So that's another group that you should take a look at if you get a chance. And if you had any of those issues, give him a call, and send him a private email, and he'd be interested. Also, Dale Urban, U-R-B-A-N, I don't have a call sign for him, posted a very nice YouTube video on how to send data via YSX, or actually from any Fusion radio, and he could posted on just text messaging and picture messaging, and it was very well done. I liked it, so if you do a search on YouTube, probably under Fusion, you can find it. There's also a link to the site on the Yahoo group. So if you're interested in sending messages, take a look at it. I did send one out about 10 minutes before the net saying you were in the right place, so you might have a message on your machine if you were on here early enough. Okay, does anybody have any questions on all that information, K1GGS for the FusionNet?
Yeah, 678 Delta has one item to add.
Okay, go ahead with your item.
Well, howdy, everyone. I recently, this is David, KF678 Delta in Santa Clara, California. I recently gave an update to our local Yaesu System Fusion node, and it's a pair of presentations. If anybody's interested, it's kind of it's a little bit of an intro, but more kind of like what's new for the local community, but it might be of some interest to other people. So if you are curious, go bring up a web browser and go to www.bay-net.org, bay-net.org, and it's right there on the front page. So back to net control. Okay, 678 Delta.
Okay, thank you much. That's very good. We'll do that after the net. And looking for my notes here from another net. But anyway, anybody else have any more announcements or questions on Fusion at all that they'd like to ask tonight?
In for New W, Dave.
ZLW, K1GGS, go ahead.
Good evening. A couple of things. Well, the Orlando Hamfest is coming, and the guys that did the DV4 mini are going to be there, and I think they've done a presentation. I'm sure there'll be a Yaesu presentation, all sorts of good stuff, the Nobel National Convention. I recently just updated my FDM400 firmware, and I run APRS, and I've been noticing that a lot of my digital audio, I'm getting these real short pops. And it seemed like if I disable the modem on the APRS, I don't get it. I don't know if anybody else experienced that or not, but
I've been having that happen online, so that made it to that new, I think it was version 4 DSP and whatever else was posted the other week. And I'm curious if anybody's done the FT2 firmware updates, handheld the FT2, how that came out. Anyhow, over to you.
Okay, very good. Well, I haven't done the updates. I haven't heard the pop, so I can't really comment on that. Has anybody else noticed the pop and done the update on the FT1 yet? I have not done them, so I can't comment on that. So, anybody got any ideas on that? Okay, I haven't heard anything yet, so that means something, I guess. We'll try to get the updates done tomorrow. We're going to have supposed to have a pretty good rainstorm here, so it sounds like a good day to do updates. So we may be home and doing that. Tonight I'm not going to be able to go for a round of comments. I have to be at a meeting at 6 o'clock, so I'm going to have to be out of here early. But before we think about that, is there anybody that has any questions regarding Fusion or anything that maybe we could help you with?
AfterNet contact, KA6, that should be.
Okay, very good. We'll do that. KI4GNT, you're still trying. I have one station that heard you. I'm not sure what's going on there. But KC0ITF says he's still not hearing you, and I had a KD3WBN that said he did hear you, so I'm not quite sure why you're not making it through the across the country. no idea on that one. Okay, anybody else have any questions or comments?
Late check-in.
Yeah, go ahead, late check-in.
This is KC4, X-Ray Tango Lyman in Knoxville, Tennessee. Just checking in, and no further comments or questions this evening. They're over.
KC4XT, K1GGS, roger. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, like I said at the first part of the night, I think we'll just go ahead and continue with the net on this room from now on, and maybe some year CQ America will come back on the air, but it looks like it might be gone. KI4GNG says he's hearing everybody, but nobody's hearing him. Yeah, that's a good question. I wish I could help you, Eli. I haven't got a clue what's going on. there was one station, like I said, that did hear you, and nobody else, so I don't know. Maybe after the net, give me a call when we get most everybody's logged off the node, and just see if it's a node issue. But we had the same problem from the Florida area last week, if I remember correctly, and down in the deep south there. So maybe there's an internet issue or something going on there. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody for coming on board, and feel free, if you want to practice sending messages, you can connect up to my room and send messages or send me pictures or whatever. And, you know, play with that stuff because it works quite well and could come in handy in an emergency, especially the pictures. So that's all we have. One more time, if anybody have any questions or comments for the net before we close. K1GGS for the Fusion Net.
W-A-8-K.
K-E-6-H-H-M, Tom. Was just wondering, do you have the nets on every Saturday, or is it varying?
This is K1GGS. Yeah, Tom. Yeah, we have it every Saturday at 5 o'clock, and we used to be meeting on another location, but we're meeting here now, and this is the second time I've actually kept it on the repeater. Usually I pull it off the repeater. But it looks like it's working fine tonight, so unless anybody complains, we'll just continue with having it on the local Old Mountain repeater here, and you're welcome to join in.
All right, well, thank you very much, and I definitely enjoyed the net tonight and learning a lot here since I'm new to Fusion system. So, all right, KE6 to JJM, back over to net.
Okay, John, very good. Anybody else have any comments or questions?
KB3WBN.
For the gentleman, I believe, was in Sunol Colony, Washington.
Yeah, I didn't quite get the question. Did you hear someone else calling in that I didn't hear, or did you have a question?
Rusty, KA6SUB, Bakersfield, wondering if you had the call sign for the gentleman in Sunol Colony, Washington.
I'm sure I have it here, but I didn't write down the locations of all the stations, so I'm not sure which one it might be. The station in Sunol Colony, Washington, station in Washington, I think it was the only one from Washington that checked in. Could you come again with your call? Sorry, Eli, I doubled with you. I didn't hear you, though, but I saw you pop up there when I got stopped halfway talking. You were on there. For those of you who might be new to the net, I have hearing issues from too many years listening to Morse code, so we have to wear headphones, and we're kind of slow in getting the call signs right and everything, so I appreciate the stations that come in and speak slowly and use the phonetics, and that helps me out a lot. So thank you much on that. And okay, the station, I believe, in Washington, by the way, is K4EX. I was thinking that was it, but I wasn't sure. So, got that. Okay, thank you very much for coming aboard tonight. That'll close the net. We'll see you all next Saturday, I hope. 73's K1GGS in Simi Valley.
K4GNT in Fort Olympia. I didn't hear you here either, so... not like last week. Give me a call on the phone and see if we can talk to each other. And for delivery.
This is WAAKIM. Hey, Eli, you're not even activating the PTT in our radios, so it's not that there's no audio going there. It's just actually not even, except activating PTT and not activating the radios. So, I don't know, it's probably some kind of wireless access software issue, I imagine. It's not an actual audio issue. It's kind of odd, though, because you do show up as transmitting, just the software doesn't actually enable transmitting. So, that's just my comment. WAAKIM.
This is KB3WBN. Yeah, K1GT, I've heard every transmission he made very clearly. I don't know why everybody else is not hearing them. Back to net.
Yeah, okay. Well, we had a similar problem last week from the stations down in the Florida area or down south there, and I have no idea what's causing it. Oh, well. Try again next week, I guess, Eli. Thank you for coming aboard and being with us anyway. K6SUB, K1GGF.
Yes, K6SUB, go ahead there, Rusty.
Hey, Ken, did you want to talk to me after the net?
No, I wanted to get a hold of the gentleman from Sunol Colony, Washington. He checked in with somebody else, more much than, didn't get his call. But I'm sorry. If he was there, he would have answered back. And I have a daughter that lives up there, and so I was just on a little test basis with another ham up there.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay. Well, good luck, and have a good evening. And we have a new station. People hit your repeater there. KE6HHN, he's up in Santa Clarita. This is probably the second day on Fusion, so I'm glad he joined the net tonight. Okay, we'll see you later, 73K1GGS.
Okay, 73 is K1GGS, KA6SCB. We'll be clear. I'll be out here.
This is WAAKM. Just a comment. Quite often I can't connect to the City Valley repeater, you know, Rusty's node, by DTMF. I can only do it through my software. I tested it last night and had no problem connecting DTMF. Today, I couldn't do it. I had to be present and, like I said, manually do it within the WiresX software. Anybody else have an issue with that? So far, it's only been Rusty's site that I've done it that I've had the issue with, but to be honest, I haven't really tried to connect to too many stations by DTMF, so it may be more common than I'm realizing. WAAKIM.
WAAKIM, K1GGS. Okay, I'll check my settings to make sure I don't have anything to change, but I don't think I've changed anything. And if you did it the other night, I don't know why it's not working tonight. It's got to be internet issues. That's my thought. Also, if you get a chance, go ahead and change that announcement that you have on the Yahoo groups about the net and just take America, CQ America off, because I think that thing's gone away for life.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Yeah, I agree with you. I tried it again today just to see if by chance to do something, and no. But I'm not the moderator of those. I'm not sure who actually does put those posts up. I always make a comment afterward, but I'm not the original person. Right now, I think only the WiresX room is even announcing them. I think they took away the announcement altogether on the main gate, the System Fusion group. But I know you made a request out there once, and apparently it hasn't changed. The WiresX one did, but not the main one. Anyway, so I guess we just put another request out there, and hopefully the moderators will. Thanks, Rusty. W-A-A-K-I-M.
Okay, Ken 73, have a good day. K1GGS.
83 AVF.
I guess the net's over. Good evening, Vince. How are you?
KB3I.
Yeah, how are you? Nice to hear from you. I guess we...
Yeah, I think they just shut it down. I'm busy working here. I'm going to film on business online and listening to this in the background. Sure, it's working better now that we switched it to 4.8 from the other frequency.
Yeah, I was just amazing. That seems to be working really well, so that's great. I'm glad to see that things are on the right track, and I guess Jim has the things connected up to his wireless Xbox, and that seems to be helping out too, so that's really good. Great to see it, and it's good. I guess this is the first time I told you on Fusion. KV3ID, WA380I.
Yeah, I guess it is. Not only a difficulty, it was impossible for me to get into the VHF Fusion machine over there. Doesn't play well here from the apartment, so facing east. But this UHF is dynamite. Really, I very rarely take the rig out to the car. So I've been using the Gloves FT1D HT the last couple of days. I'm going to lend it off to another member soon. I'm taking it with me in the car, and even on the rubber ducky, it works great.
That's great, Ed. Me too. I'm using an FT1DR, and it's a nice little radio, and it does a great job, so hopefully we're making it in okay. I'm just using the Ripper Duck here for my house, and I couldn't reach the other machine either, but you're a lot closer to it than I am. I'm surprised you said you had a hard time getting into it too, so that explains it. But you have to be on the right side of the building, I guess, sometimes. So. Well, that's great. And yes, you didn't happen to have any more of those Fusion shares that they got, or are they gone?
you know, we have to check with Steve. I think Steve had the shirts. I never had any. So we'll have to check with Steve and see if he has any. Drop on the line.
Yeah, maybe I will. Okay. But thanks a lot, and it's good to catch up with you over here. I heard Norm in there, too, the KG3WPN, and it's good to hear Norm. I don't know if he's still in there or not, but yeah, we'll see if he's here. Back to you, Ed. KG3ID, WA3ADI.
Focus, power pop in. From the sound of it, I don't think he was coming on the Fusion side. He was talking about some other thing. Who knows? This is all hooked up. Yeah, I have the STF-400 here. It's my own personal radio. It's been great. It really has been great. You know, I don't think I'm closest to the repeater up there in Warrington, Bucks County, than you are over at Havertown. VHF antenna is on a different leg of the tower than the VHF antenna. And it plays well in all directions. Hey, great to hear you. Pop by on the net tomorrow morning if you have the opportunity. And AF nets are on a great tip. All right, now get back to work here. Good to see you. Last time at a meeting, and more good stuff coming up. Take care. KV3IV.
Yeah, very good. Well, yeah, I was referring to the 165 machine, not the one in Roxborough. I might be a little closer to that one, actually. But, yeah, that's true. So, very good. But, yeah, I probably won't be able to make the net tomorrow. It's a tough time for me at 9:30. But one of these days, hopefully we'll get in there. So, okay, you take care, and... A little bit later, and we'll be clear and listen. 7:30 in. KB3ID, WA3A.
Yes,
7:30 in, Vince. KB3ID. WA3 ADI, KB3WBN. How are you doing, Vince?
I'm doing good, but I'm here. And I've been listening, on 4800, happy to get inside the house.
Hey, yeah, Vince, I was coming through my Wires Xbox, the 400, and the SD1D. My DP4 Mini went out on me, and I sent it back to Wireless Holdings down in Florida, and I think they're going to exchange it for me. Back to you, Vince, KB3WBN. WA3 ADI, KB3WBN. You still copy me, Vince?
WA8KIM, repeater.
Connect.
WA3 ADI KK3WBN, you still copy me, Vince?
I'd like to know, Norm. You gotta get fine, maybe, Vince, at a hole or something. But you and Vince are good. Take care. KB3IV,
KK3WBN. Thanks a lot for the update. Yeah, I lost Vince and just got out of range. Some memories.
How about just smooth? Is this better?
Yeah, Vince, I'm picking you up now. Wires X button and picked it up through the repeater. But I was getting in without the Wires X. In the Wires X room, there's one guy, A1GNT, that nobody could hear. I'm the only one that could hear him. Back to you, Vince. K3W. NCD3U. NCQ3WBN. How you doing, Sal? I just lost Vince, WA3ADI. Back to you.
Let me make sure that it is in BN, not GW, that's first of all. And, his battery could be going dead too, and, stand on the kitchen table. Maybe that'll, get him into the repeater better.
Okay, so, that's all the good remedies that will always work. I hope you're doing better. You think you'll still make it to the meeting. Back to you, Sal. KB3W.
Yeah, I'm willing to, try to make it to the meeting this month. It's not definitely next month, but. Alright, let me, pull out and free up the repeater, and I'll talk to you later, Norman. NC for you.
Okay, Sal, so take care and, don't get to have any more accidents. N63U, KB3WBN, 73 and clear.
Hey, KB3WBN, N4, November.
I hear you. Repeat your call, please. KB3WBN.
This is Dave, November 4, Delta Lima Whiskey. PLI is northwestern of Tampa, east of Tampa, and I haven't heard him at all. Like last week, we were having problems. I was just wondering, are you doing the DB4 Mini? I think he's messing with one of those now. I was just curious if both of you guys are doing that or what.
Dave, this is Norm, KB3WBN. The DB4 Mini, in both of them is DB4 M2, and both. And my DB4 Mini went out on me. It looked like the USB ports. I sent it back to Wireless Holding down in Florida, and I think they're going to look at it or exchange it. Back to you, Dave, KB3WBN.
Okay, so you're over, you're not using the Mini tonight then. Okay, I haven't got one yet, but actually I just came in the house and I noticed that my nose is just going on and off on like it was last week, but, I guess you're hearing me, but I haven't, well, I guess everybody else heard me. Rusty heard me, but we never heard Eli. I don't know. I was thinking like maybe someone thought last week all the snowstorm was causing this down in the southeast to be missing, but I don't know. Now it says I'm offline, so I don't know, do you copy? Even though it says I'm offline?
Dave, I'm copying you from Florida. K1GNT, nobody could hear him. But I could hear him on that every transmission, so I don't know what's going on there. I was on the WireX box with the 400 and the FT1B. That's how I was coming in, and also our club, the Philmont Club, was coming in with a link to the room. So coming in many different ways. Back to you, Dave. KQ3W.
Okay, I was just curious. Just thought I was trying to figure out what was going on. But, okay, real good, real good. Alright, I'll have to check out those links Rusty was talking about. That one, I can't remember what it was, but well, someone came up with a link about their system or something. I'll have to check it. I didn't see that one email, though. I thought they were talking about repeaters. I missed it, but they said WireX locking up, so I don't know if they meant. Sometimes I try to get on the line, and then nothing happens. Is that what they're talking about? I don't know. I never heard that described before. But, well, the only thing I heard was the repeaters locking up, but maybe I had that issue, too. I tried to get on my own node, and it doesn't want to work for some reason. So maybe that's what they were talking about. I don't know.
Dave, how are you getting into the room? Are you coming in through a repeater or through a wireless X? 200. Five kicking it.
Yeah, I'm on my 400 or my FT2 handheld or whatever, and in my own node connected to the Simi Valley node room, or whatever room I guess it is. So,
WA.
And that's all I'm getting
in. I just wanted to check. Over to you in Florida. Thank you, KB3WB.
Okay, there she's talking. Yeah, thank you for talking to me. I turned the ether, so if you hear my comment about the popping noises, I hear on my, occasionally, it comes on the 400. I haven't noticed it on the FT2. Of course, I haven't done the firmware update. They were talking about supposed to be improved DSP or something, great audio and all that. Maybe. If you're just running same time, something's going on. I don't know. That's why I asked that question. But you sound good. And sometimes it's dropping out once in a while. But I do see my computer showing the nodes go offline, but did I drop out?
No, Dave, you're coming in clear. And excellent audio. Yeah, I never did the firmware update, and everything's working great. I know I have another member of the club, K3PDR, that did the firmware update, now he's having problems. Hi, how are you, Dave? K3PDR.
Okay, you talk on the node or the radios? Them both, but I wouldn't have a problem with the popping. Well, the popping noise was until I did the radio, but the node, and maybe that's the firmware, something was a little weird. I wasn't sure what was going on. I thought maybe it was, something else. Maybe I got local interference, I don't know.
Yeah, Dave, right now I'm not coming in through the, my 400 node. I'm coming directly, through a linked repeater. 444-800, which is a link set up to the Vermont Radio Club in Philadelphia. And that link seems to be working pretty good. Back to you, Dave, KB3WBN.
WA38,
yeah. Hey, Vince, you came in clear that time. WA3ADI, KP3WBN, there's Dave is also online. Back to you, Vince.
Okay, Norman. Very good. Yeah, I put a different antenna on this radio, and it seems to be a little better. So that's good. I don't know why I dropped out before, but I also seem to be connected to the Simi Valley where my day is there. So Dave, my name is Vince. I'm located in Havertown, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. So, back to you, WA3ADI.
All right, Vince, real good. Good to hear you. All right, I just got home, just caught the net. Just finished eating, got home, so let me get settled in here and I say, Eli, we run into each other once in a while. We've been here for a while, but I can give him a call, see what's going on with him. I talked to him this morning through one of our repeaters worked fine, so I don't know what happened here, but I do see the internet acting, my node is doing the funny things with the going offline I did last week, so maybe that's something to do with it, but we were both having problems where my connector was on the road mobile tonight, so I don't know what happened. It went pretty smooth, and I thought CQ... Where was the night before? Did I see CQ work? Oh, I connected tonight. Was it? Am I getting forgetful? That could be, but I connected to CQ America. I see it up online.
And for DLW, KP3WBN. Yeah, Dave, supposedly the CQ America room isn't working, and that's why they're using the other, the 21117 room. So we don't know what's going on with that room. I think if you go in there, you won't find anybody in there. Where are you, Vince? KB3WB.
Okay, Norm, probably good. Well, I'm going to bail out because I just came back from dinner. We actually went to Phil's Tavern up there on the Butler Pike. It was very nice. And we had a nice meal up there with my wife's sisters. So we'll let you go, and we'll probably see you Monday, hopefully. And Dave, nice meeting up with you. Take care, and hope we catch you again. And 7-3 for now. Have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you guys later. N4DLW and the group WA3ADI will be clear on this again.
Okay, Vince. Glad to hear you on the line here. And I'll catch you at the meeting. So, WA3ADI, KB3WBN, and 73 Vince and clear.
Excuse me, and I'll go ahead and clear it. I'll leave it at my computer. I never used the mobile users list. I just didn't notice it. But I turned on the other day, and now it's sitting here flashing at me. You went to the repeater. Do they have a note at the repeater, or someone's linked it through this repeater or whatever? Do you know?
On the link, again, through 444-800 here in Philadelphia to the Philmont Radio Club. But I did earlier go in through the notice. 2 days.
All right, really good. Well, let me get running, Norm. I appreciate it. I'm just curious what's going on with Eli, but I just thought I'd ask that question about the Mini. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I don't know where I went. I was planning to get one, but I've heard talk about this MMDVM board also that they're working on, some other guys. So that's the feel of the source thing, so. Much cheaper, so. Really interesting to see what happens there. All right, 7-3, you guys. Take care. Enjoy your dinner, Victor. Thanks.
Okay, Dave, take care. Good connecting with you. N4GL, probably KB3WBN 73, Dave, and clear.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Good evening, Norman from KC. 812, you can hear me now. KB3WBN, KCYQL, says good evening if you can hear me now.
This is KE6HHM, Tom. Was there somebody calling me? I guess not. KE6HHM, Tom. Monitoring.
Sounds like on the DV4 Mini we're linked up to the Echo Reflector 99. KCYQL is going to unkey the mic and see if I hear my voice again. KB3WBN from KCYQL. Are you still listening there, Norman? Hey, KCYQL, KSRP. Good evening, Grandpa. Can you hear me now? Hi, Stan. Hey, I don't want to talk too long on here because we got a lot of other stuff linked up, okay? Back to you, Stan, for a quickie. KCYQL. Good hearing you.
Yeah, I just heard you on the V-Star and also on the 38 Alpha. They just finished the net on this channel, or whatever, this room, I guess. How did you get here? You're not using your DVD-4 Mini, are you? Oh, yeah, thanks to the wonders of Mr. Bob and Andy and John. They got some things linked up for us over on West Coast. And boys are doing some awesome, awesome testing. And you're hearing me on port 70 on Fusion Reflector 001 right now there. Back to you, Stan. Yeah, okay. I'll let you go. I'll get on port 70 there, see if I can hear you guys. Okay, that's how to be clear. If you was able to holler at KB3WBN, let Norman know I was trying to get a host in. I don't think he could hear me. I mean, I check into his net every Monday night for the last, what, 6-7 years. I was really trying to get a hold of Norman. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and clear here because there's a lot of folks probably linked up. We may have, you know, more than one fusion repeater linked to the system here tonight. So we definitely don't want to tie up this system here too much, too tight. 73s for now, Stan. KSRB, KCYQL, Northwest Ohio, clear. Collect.
WA8KI.
Collect.
You got it, Stanley Steamer. We're not going to talk to you over here because there's a lot of folks maybe linked up. KCYQL, just a little test transmission to see if you can hear me, Stan. We'll catch you later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can hear on this one. I can hear on wires. Okay, 73, talk to you later. Okay, that's perfect, clear.
WA8KIM repeater.
Envy.
And 5 lights again.
WA8KIM repeater. WA8KIM repeater. Wires X net over. Disconnecting Wires X from CQ America now.
This is WA8KIM Wires X connected to 21149.
WA8KIM repeater. Eagle, Michigan, PL 100 Hertz. Thank you. Visit WA8KIM.com for repeater information.